Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, tantalizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO. I am a writer and independent published author of three erotic books, yearly calendar, the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. In LSO, in the LSO collection, you will find the books, a yearly calendar, a yearly erotic calendar. Let me get that correct. The dates on the calendar is a decoy. It is all about the poetry, the stories, and the images, playing cards, and amongst other products. LSO has that creative diversity that makes you want to try everything she says, so don't be afraid to be addicted and like it. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words when you are tongue-tied, and she has the right scene set for you to enjoy. Recipes ready through well-seasoned words to add spice into your life. You can make each poem or story your own and tantalize your fantasies. Make them a reality. You deserve it. Get an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate, hitting all the right spots. Erotica worth trying and enjoying. The words are designed to magnetize your inner character. LSO creates that escape you long for to places of pleasures beyond your imagination, offering you peace in the moment to enjoy. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination takes you on a flight to your truth. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words, speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. I welcome you to feel the passion, intensity, left love in every single poetic line. My product is limitless with possibilities. Are you ready for a stimulating conversation this evening? Remember, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Maybe a spanking may be necessary. Who knows? This evening's topic is Reiki and psychic medium, the force of energy. Y'all know how we do it. We have Miss Kay with us, you know, the co-host. She holds it down. Y'all, we're going to send her some positive energy and some love. Miss Kay just had some death in the family, so we're going to give her all the energy we got. And I'm even dancing for
yeah,
you.
I'll take
y'all
that.
Know who she is.
Yes.
Y'all know
sorry,
who
I'm
she
take
is.
I'm going to take it.
She's
I'm
a Reiki master. She is an she's a self-love coach, domestic violence awareness, especially amongst some of the titles, some of the hats she wear. We're about to get into it tonight. She has like 20 other, you know, titles that she walk around with. But, you know, we just going to mention a couple. Miss Kay, how you doing, baby?
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Miss Kay in the house.
It's Miss Kay in the house. Miss Kay is in the house. Well, well, well. Y'all know what? We have a special guest this evening. Lawlessers, we have Patricia Gods Isis Pascal Mabrone. I hope I said it all correctly. Well, I get to call her Trisha. She said I can do that. But we, for the introduction, we're going to say Patricia is an amazing, accurate psychic medium and a Reiki master teacher. Y'all, we got two Reiki masters on tonight. Do y'all know the energy that's about to flow through this station? She has been providing healing, intuitive messages for more than 30 years, Patricia uses her natural God-given gifts by allowing her spirit guides to connect with your spirit guides to tap into your chakra. I know I said that wrong. Come on, Miss K, because you chakra. Because you know, I don't know. I always get tongue tied with that particular word. Energy centers, and just allow the intuitive messages to flow. Also, because she is a gifted medium, she is able to communicate with your loved ones who have crossed over from this earthly plane. It is normal for them to show up, quote unquote, in a session. Patricia also works with the angelic realm, and if further clarity is needed, will incorporate the use of oracle cards. Patricia is honored and humbled guests with you tonight. Miss Patricia, how are you, lovely?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I like that. I am doing well.
You gotta put
well.
It out here in the universe.
Yes, I am doing well. Are you ready for tonight?
I am. I'm ready.
You ready? You
Let's
sure?
Do this.
Okay, well, listen, y'all.
I'm ready.
We have two Reiki masters on. I don't know what's going to become of tonight, but get ready to call in. If you don't want to talk, just call in and be on the line and just get all this energy that's about to happen during this next 2 hours. So tonight's topic is Reiki and Psychic Medium, the Force of Energy. So before we start on our journey of, you know, getting in your business, we want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. You want me to just start?
Oh, just start.
Okay. So I'm a psychic and a medium, so there is a difference. My psychic gifts allow me to tap into past, present, and possible future events. I always say possible because we got free will. We can do whatever we want to do with the information. And my mediumship gifts allow me to connect with loved ones who have crossed over and deliver really healing messages for people. It's humbling. I've been doing it, quote-unquote, professionally for 30 years, but I've been in tune with my gifts since I was little. I remember back to about the age of 3. And Reiki, the same thing. I was that little kid that was always called the old soul, laying on the hands of people. I just equated it with Jesus in the Bible. So I don't know. It just flows through me. It's who I am.
So, I mean, you said you started from young. Now, how did you know how to define it with a title?
My mother has the gift because, okay, so at about 10 and a half, I went to my mother and was like, yo, I think something's wrong with me. I need to go to the doctor. And she's like, Patricia, what are you talking about? And I'm like, yo, I think I'm crazy because I'm seeing things and now I'm awake. Like before I was asleep, that was cool. But I'm like, this is like happening all the time. And that's when she sat me down and explained to me that God gives everybody gifts. This is ours. And there's nothing to be afraid of. But there's big responsibility that comes with it too. Like I don't play with my gifts.
Wow. Do you find it mentally exhausting when you use your gifts?
Not mentally exhausting because I've learned how to protect my energy personally. That's why this is such a passionate topic because people have to be aware of people interact, you know, energetically. And if you're not aware of that, people can kind of be energy vampires, or you take mm-hmm. on too much if you're too empathic. So being mm-hmm. aware of mm-hmm. your own personal energy and how to protect that is the ultimate, like, important thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, Ms. Kay would always say that to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly, you know, what she would do before performing so, but there have been times she would call me and tell me something is wrong, and I try to, you know, talk all around it, and she was like, I know something is wrong, one, because I know you, and two, because I never tend to let her in when she performed Reiki. Now, the first time I mm-hmm. actually experienced Reiki, because I've never knew anything about it, was I was having cramps really, really bad. And mm-hmm. during this time, Ms. Kay had lived, you know, literally across the street from me. And she was like, I'm coming over. And I was like, I really, really can't, because I'm in pain and I don't even have on any clothes. She was like, girl, I don't care about doing all that other stuff. So I practically called to the door to open up the door for her. I don't know what she did. And we would always laugh about it. And I said, you did some voodoo on me. I don't know what happened. But she explained it to me, and I know I must have exhausted her. I know I did, because I was in so much pain. And then when the session was over, I couldn't even move. I was so relaxed and so peaceful. And thank God I had slam locked doors, because she had to let herself out and leave. I was done. And that was the first time I've ever encountered Reiki, uh-huh. the very first time. And at that time, she wasn't at the level of a master. So I was just like, mm-hmm. wow. And then my niece had made mention to me they use Reiki in the hospital as well, in reference to certain circumstances with, you know, some of the patients, you know, if they would allow it. So it's kind of interesting to actually now
yeah,
have that,
because
you know, like, oh.
I'm a retired mm-hmm. nurse also, and when I was mm-hmm. nursing, Reiki wasn't really that accepted. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
it was
right.
kind of difficult to get people to understand, you know, that mm-hmm. it did no harm, and it
right.
just heals on every level, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. But, you know, you were fighting Western medicine, trying to adapt and bring in Eastern medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It was that little pushback.
Well, mm-hmm. I know I most definitely had pushback until I actually experienced it and know that it worked. And also with my niece, you know, giving me in reference to it, you know, things referencing, you know, Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're talking about Reiki, what is Reiki and how can one benefit from Reiki?
Reiki is the Japanese art of energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it does no harm. It goes where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the body is going to absorb it, whether you really believe it or not. Reiki literally breaks down to universal life force energy. So everybody
mm-hmm.
has access to it. It's just being aware and being open to it, allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean,
so,
you can benefit. I've had clients where they were having anxiety issues, and Reiki helped to calm that, even though I don't claim, you know, to heal. I'm simply a channel for the energy to come through. But people have said, you know, they healed from issues, conditions that they've had. So, I mean, it's up to the person receiving, like I said, to be open also.
Okay, so in order to do that, say, for instance, if someone is having an ailment, like an injury, a knee injury, would it take
mm-hmm.
several sessions to get through, or one session or half an hour, or you really can't give a timing to how it will affect the person?
I believe, I don't know how Ms. Kay believes, but I think it's on the individual. Everybody's, you know, different.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I was always told that I'm blocked. I wouldn't let mm-hmm. I wouldn't let Ms. Kay in.
I don't even know.
Chakras, though, too. That word that I always get tongue-tied saying.
Reiki addresses
the chakras. Yeah, she's an interesting. She's no, her blocks are more mental. Like she will mentally try to keep you out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whatever you do mentally, the body is gonna follow. You know,
right.
The body takes it takes its direction from the mind. So anything that's going on in your body, you need to like talk to your brain about it and say, hey, what thoughts was I having for this to manifest? You know. So
yes.
she's her blocks are more mental than anything else, and she's just stubborn. So. But
whatever.
I think what happened. And
I do know how to give up control, though. When she sees
that it's something that's not going to hurt her, and it's for her benefit. Then she will.
I was just
going to
say, yeah, it's like, it's always a bargain thing. It's like, okay.
I want
to see what you're going to promise me. I want to see it up front. Like, I got to see it first.
Right.
She's a show and prove type of person.
Now, forget the fact that we're even family. Because the fact that I'm family really doesn't mean anything. That just goes to show. The fact that we're related really had no bearing on whether she would be open or not to the process. So that just we're dealing with.
That's just her.
I'm sure
that is
she has come across the same thing as well with dealing with your family, where someone may have been blocked or didn't want to let you in, or you had some, you know, little tussle to perform the session with them. I'm sure you've come across that with family and or possibly friends.
Yeah, and I've learned along my journey, I respect where somebody is. And if they ain't ready to heal, I can't give all my energy away like that. You have to learn, I think, you know, to accept the fact that you can't heal everybody. You can't bring everybody to that point if they're not ready. And so I just,
absolutely.
I'm like, okay, that's on you. Free will.
Okay, so how can one prepare to be ready? Or is there such thing as one preparing to be ready to accept the services?
I just think being open to the fact that that energy does exist, and just being open to it is the biggest thing.
Okay, well, people out there, if y'all listening, don't be like me. If you so you can actually accept what is about to happen, it's harmless. It don't hurt you, but it's just some things may come about that you probably didn't want to be known or ready to share.
And can I just add that there sometimes can be emotional releases with Reiki. I've had that a lot. So, you know, people sometimes go, oh, I feel like I'm going to cry. And I tell them, go ahead, let it, you know, just out. That's healing. Don't keep holding it in. So that's just important. They don't have to be, you know, like I tell them, there's no judgment from me.
Right.
It's not about me.
Okay. So, I mean, you said earlier, because I was going to ask you how long you've been working with Reiki, you said, have you actually physically been working for 30 years or you've known that you had this gift for 30 years? So when did you actually get involved with Reiki?
So I'm going to be 53 in November, so I have known from about the age of 3 that something was different about me. I just always knew things, and for me it was normal because I was still, you know, cocooned in my own little world at home. It was when I went to school, it was like, oh no, Patricia, we don't say that. We don't. I'm like, but that's what it is. That's what you feel. That's what you think. So it was like, how does she know these things? And I'm like, doesn't everybody? And so then that's when my mom had to tell me, you know, you got to kind of like tone it down. And that's when I believe all of us start to shut down because the world kind of tells you, no, that's not right. And I struggled because I was raised in Baptist and Pentecostal Christian churches. So, you know, I was a little smart ass. And I was just like, now I'm doing this. Like, I'm like, oh, God, I'm just on the slow fall to hell, basically. I was like, shit. I was like, so I battled for years, like, And the more I prayed for it to go away, the stronger it got. So you just, you have to face it. And I've never been known to, that I know of, hurt anybody. But there have been some, you know, heavy situations in readings, and it's a lot to handle, too, because you don't get to pick and choose
what you come across. So how many sessions would you allow yourself per day so that you're not overexhausting your energy?
Let's see. I'll give an example of me doing an event. I often do pre-COVID psychic fairs at Raven Moon Emporium in Rock Hill, and it'll be a 5-hour fair, and there's 15-minute sessions, and I may read straight through some days when I do it, or I may take like one break, but after a day like that of 5 hours, basically, of straight reading, the next day I'm done. It's just a self-care day and to recharge my energy.
Recharge your energy.
I have this real past life connection to Egypt, hence my name, Goddess Isis, from the Egyptian goddess. So I'll lay around and, like, watch things about Egypt through candles and crystal work, give myself some Reiki. And just kind of do me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, well, overall, that's a good thing, even without, you know, just to – sometimes you got to recharge your battery, and I think everyone needs to recharge their battery often, because the same way we rush to charge up our cell phones when it's going dead, we need to do the same thing for our minds, our bodies, our souls, you know, rush to recharge it when you feel you're depleting yourself, because I've broken myself down plenty of times, and I'm sure those out there listening has done the same thing, because you're always constantly going, always constantly doing, and you pour in so much of yourself into everyone else that before you realize it, you're to boost you back up. You got to start from the ground up to recharge yourself.
Exactly.
So,
and I think
how
it's just
do
the
you,
feminine
I'm sorry.
Energy nature to, you know, give so much. And we don't realize until we're depleted of our energy, you know, that we need to recharge. But I'm a big promoter in self-care and, like I said, protecting your energy, keeping it charged, keeping it full.
See, that part I'm working on. I'm getting better, and I've gotten better, but I'm still working on it. But I've gotten much better from where I used to be.
And we have to be careful of who we have in our circle, who we bring in our energy, who we invite in our energy.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
right,
I learned that.
Because that energy exchange, you know, happens.
Yeah.
And if you're not aware, you could just, like, take on somebody's stuff and you could be feeling fine and you have this interaction with somebody. And sometimes no words have to be spoken, but you'll draw on that energy and wonder why you feel kind of down, and it's because that person carries a very low vibration at that time.
Okay. So how do you personally use Reiki?
I can say I have to laugh at myself a lot because I don't know about you, Ms. K, but, like, when I get in pain, sometimes I forget, like, duh, give yourself Reiki. It's like,
yes,
I'm hurting. I'm
yes.
just like, oh, God.
Yes.
I just go, like, blank, like, oh, shoot, like, well, calm down and give yourself Reiki. So, you know, I'm better with that, but sometimes I don't know, I use it for recharging my energy and also grounding before I'm doing readings. Really kind of just internally, excuse me, the same way for another client.
Okay. Well, y'all listen, we're going to play some music and we're going to come right back. If y'all have any questions that y'all want to ask or if you want to ask behind the scenes, you know, just hit me up and let me know because, you know, I know a lot of you don't want to come on and speak, but that's okay. We have Patricia here. We have Ms. K here. This energy is flowing, y'all, so y'all better get in on it if you want something right. If you want something right. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just dancing for y'all. Well, actually, I was dancing for Ms. K, you know, to give her some of my energy. Oh.
Yeah,
when we come back, we're going to get, you know, more into Patricia's business. We're going to ask her about, can Reiki spice up your sex life? I know a lot of y'all thinking about that, but don't go nowhere. We will be right back.
Time I saw you, I knew you were the one. I knew you were the one for me. From the moment that I looked into your eyes, that's when I realized that you were everything I need. No one's ever made me feel the way you make me feel. I'm keeping it all so real. No one's ever done for me what you do to me. More than I ever thought. Straight to me, and this I do believe, it's true that you're my blessed queen. Nothing's ever made me feel so much joy in my life. Maybe we should start a family. A little girl for you and a boy for me. What you think?
I give to you my everything, all that I have in me, for as long as I breathe.
like a song without the break.
Y'all behind the scenes.
Hello.
Y'all can't come behind the scenes. But behind the scenes was phenomenal. And that was only the first break.
Yes.
But we're going to get right on back into this because I want to know this. Can Reiki spice up your sex life and know how?
Ooh, I can tell you about that. But we're going to let her go first. Go ahead, Patricia.
Now, I tell you, we forgot to mention, Ms. K, that there is the a way to do distance Reiki. So you can send Reiki, in other words, you can send energy to someone that is across the world.
I do that with
I'm saying we didn't mention it though in the first part.
Right.
So
yeah.
Understanding how to really harness that energy, just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can tap into anybody, anywhere, anytime. So to even be aware of that and be in the physical presence of each other,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, intimacy can be powerful.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Because it's really about owning your own personal power and understanding
mm-hmm.
how powerful you are. And, you know, be aware of just how deep that goes. When you're intimate, you're allowing somebody that deep, literally,
mm-hmm.
into you,
mm-hmm.
into your energy field. So
well, how deep is it going?
That's real deep.
No,
okay.
It's deep.
I'm just
and
saying.
And linger there. Yes.
Oh, wow. So can you call into, I don't want to say fruition, I don't know if it's the right word, but can you call that into someone's life, or can you help manifest for someone if they're looking for a husband, if they're looking for a job, if they're looking for a relationship, if they're looking for a pet? Can all of that come about with using Reiki?
I can say the Reiki must be for the person that needs to heal, because we can't do the work for them. So
mm-hmm.
it's about empowering someone through Reiki, not doing it for them. So teaching them,
mm-hmm.
you know, about manifesting.
But what if
a lot
someone
of people
does
don't
not
really
know
get...
they need to heal? What if someone is oblivious to needing to heal some in a certain area? How does that
mm-hmm.
manifest itself or show itself to the person so that they know that there's work that needs to be done on or within themselves?
I think it's about acceptance. Until somebody can see it and be able to accept it, you can't work
mm-hmm.
on it.
Okay.
You know, and doing that inner work, facing, you know, that darker side of us, I don't want to say darker side, but that shadow side, doing the shadow
mm-hmm.
work is uncomfortable, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it takes us to our root chakra where fear sits too, you know, that really grounding energy to get in touch with yourself takes a lot of
mm-hmm.
courage. It takes work to face all of that.
Right.
But who likes to say, well, yeah, I'm kind of stank or bitchy sometime, or, you know, like, you know, I got to work on forgiveness. I got to work on, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's work. That's all. You got to be honest with yourself. And that's the big part. Be truthful with yourself. Until
mm-hmm.
you do that,
mm-hmm.
you can't progress.
Right.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So with the, because I just asked you how can Reiki spice up your sex life. Now, to piggyback off of that, how can that energy keep your mate coming back for more?
Mm. Well, this is the thing. You know, in my experience, you would have to have a partner who's open to the idea of energy. And usually, I, to be honest with you, I know when I started out as a level one practitioner, I would do Reiki on my son's father, my youngest son's father, and he understood the concept because he used to do martial arts. So in martial arts, they know, like, rubbing their hands together to build up chi, you know, to put your hand on, once you build up that energy and that heat within your hand and to touch a spot, it could help alleviate pain and things of that nature. So he was pretty familiar. familiar with the concept of Reiki and how it unblocks chi channels. But when it came to us being intimate, it got to a place where we can feel and transfer our orgasms. You know, it would cycle between us. So I would feel his orgasm, and I'm not talking about him actually ejaculating, but I'm talking about him having an orgasm, and I would feel it, and he would feel mine, and we would just cycle that energy between us. I mean, it was an amazing experience to be able to excuse me, have that kind of connection with someone.
And exactly. I've had that experience too, Kay, and it is an amazing experience because you're not even physically near that person, and you can be, you know, talking and you just, it's there. It's amazing, first of all, that it can happen that way, and then to be experiencing it, it's just, to feel somebody over time and distance and space.
You know, I actually experienced that with someone. We were communicating via texting, and I felt the energy the same way he felt my energy through just texting. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on with me? And it was very overpowering. And I kept telling myself in my mind, no, this cannot be happening. This is not happening. And it wasn't like we were sexting. We were just having conversations.
Yes.
And that orgasmic feel that took over my body, I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm trying to text, and it's like our texting was coming in at the same time where I'm texting him and he's texting me. And I'm like, I can't explain what's going on, but it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. And I have this thing, well, not this thing, I am a multiple orgasmic person. And at times, this happens. Even at an inopportune time, I can be sitting working and it can just happen. And it can happen for hours. And I'm not thinking about anything or wanting to do anything or any of that. And it can just take over and do its own thing. And others can feel that. Because they'll send a text
thing,
or a call and say, and I'm just like, how you in my business, though? How you know what's going on with me? So I'm like, wow, people can be that much in tune with you, how they can feel what's going on with you.
And then can I add in this little story, I ain't going to call no names, but it's somebody that we know, LSO, that is very close and dear to me, okay? And
wait a minute, somebody that we know is what?
Very close and dear to me. That means you know. I said I ain't gonna call no names.
Oh, okay. Very well.
Story, but being so connected to her energy, and then having the psychic gifts on top of that, I was like, I texted her just out of the blue and was like, why do I keep hearing that something about you and sucking toes? So, like, why did I have to be all in that business? Because she's like, your shit is extra. I was like, okay, that's too much.
She ain't
trying to
mind your business.
Right. But if we could harness that energy, like, be aware of it, imagine, like, the closer it make your head blow off. Like,
I try to subdue some of my feelings because
but
sometimes
it's energy. You got to understand, like, when you're dealing, like, with her and, like, myself, we end up, we're empathic. We pick up on the cosmic, we pick up on the energies that's around you. Like, there's a digital imprint of your energy. that will tell us so. In addition to whatever,
you know, I'm sitting here with my lips poked out, right?
Why? Because you're trying to hide.
No.
Get out of here.
I don't know.
Trying
okay.
to hide stuff.
Okay.
We're gonna see it.
Okay.
We're gonna see it.
Energy
anyway.
Masters at large. Patricia and Kay, the mighty forces be with you. Nah, seriously. From what I said, Patricia, without saying any names or anything, what are you feeling from me according to Reiki?
Now, that's tapping in energetically. For me, it's still going to the chakras, because although people are really familiar with the chakras from, you know, Hindu tradition
mm-hmm.
and, you know, yoga, they still are practiced and addressed in Reiki. And that's just the way I work. So it pulls me into those chakras and addresses the energetic, emotional aspect of that chakra, not so much health readings, because I tell people I'm not God, so I don't do health readings.
Right.
But an energetic level, I'm being pulled to your root chakra. There's something about a shift in home or work, because home, work, our basic necessities of life sits there. So, and fear sits there. And I just heard confrontation. So is there a fear of confrontation with something going on with you?
I'm not.
Just yes or no?
Sure. I don't know. If you have asked, I would say no. No. Or maybe yes. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a person, so I don't know.
The block, right? See, so it makes it hard to allow the energy
no, I'm
to
trying,
flow.
I'm trying to think of who possibly and in what form of my life, like if it's a family,
now, see,
if it's a friend, I don't know.
It may not be a particular person. It can be a situation. So
mm-hmm.
that's the part about also being open to where does it resonate for you in your life, if that makes
well,
sense.
Well, if that be
you
the
understand?
Case, since you said situation, I would say yes.
Right. See, we automatically are kind of trained to think, oh, it's against somebody, so it's a person. No, lots of times it's a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have to kind of face the fear of it. And it's not the fear. It's just, I keep hearing, like, you just don't want to go through the process. Because to you, it feels like it's going to be a process to address this. And you really just don't want to be bothered. You understand?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Well, she's like she, but you already know she closed off, so
we're gonna leave that there, Kay.
We're gonna leave it right there. Leave it
yeah.
there. You know, let her slap it around a little bit. You know, like a cat.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I just
received
a text message.
You know, because she has dissected and processed it. So we respect
yes.
that. And we're going to leave it there for now.
That's
one
right.
One piece
of I just received a text message. They said, the person said, work in confrontation, .. You mad disrespectful to your boss.
Who?
Who? That was a message
what?
I just received in reference to.
Who's disrespectful?
They said, I'm disrespectful to my boss, my supervisor. I just get emotional about certain things in my job. And it's like, I know what I know, and you can't take what I know away from me. And when you try to belittle what I know, and then it comes back with what I said initially, and everyone disregarded because, oh, it's me the one who's saying it. But then when it comes back down the pipeline, and what I said was right, and you have to, you know, do my way. That's a problem for me. As negotiating my idea, but it don't necessarily come off right all the time. That's how I would phrase it. But anyway, moving right along. What is Reiki most used for, or what most commonly used for?
I would say, in my experience, it's more emotional and physical things that people kind of address, you know, like aching knees or things like that, and definitely emotional.
Okay, I just received a text message again. I'm talking about when you say no, I'm not doing that. Okay, well, yeah, I do say that at work. Just straight up no. Because I feel that I'm right. So should I still have to go through something if I feel that I'm right and I know that I'm right? Should I still have to go through whatever it is? I don't think I should. But I've gotten better. I'm more accepting.
So who is it? Okay, so then in that situation, who is it really for?
What do you mean, who is
it? Who is the lesson really for?
The lesson is, I don't think it's a lesson that's for anyone. It's just that so that I'm not chasing my tail, like a dog chasing its tail, when I can do it right the first time, as opposed to doing it how they want it to be done, and we're going around in circles and circles. And for me, I personally feel like if I was to be put in the military, I would be on the front line. And so that means I'm open to everything. I see everything. I'm open to everything. I will be the first one in combat that's making the decisions. But yet they're not doing the work. They're not up in the front seeing what's going on, seeing how it's supposed to be going, seeing that the enemy is off to the right. And meanwhile, they're telling us to go to the right when I see the enemy at the right, we need to go to the left. But nobody wants to listen. So in that case, that's when,
so is there,
you know, I'll
is there
shut down
and
be like, no.
Is there a way to negotiate that?
Sometimes.
The reason why I'm asking that is because if you keep repeating it, like say it's happened more than like three times, there's a lesson in it that somebody's not receiving. So
thank you, Kay.
Maybe.
Yes.
So maybe the art of negotiation would have to come into play. Like, okay, hey, let me do it my way. You do it your way, and then we'll compare notes. And whoever has it right, that's who we're going to stick with.
Blend of the ideas, but I agree, Kay, there's always a lesson in our encounters, and you know, like delegating duties, power control, sharing ideas, like she said, negotiating.
In cases like this, I would shut down.
And that's why you keep repeating it. That's the lesson in
the
it.
The universe
it's
is going to
use other skills.
Keep throwing it at you.
Yes, until you use different skills, you're going to keep getting the same thing.
Because the analogy I always use is, you think about when we're in school, you have to pass a certain number of tests before you can go to the next grade, the next level.
Right.
Life is the same way. You've got to pass a certain number of tests of faith, of being humble, whatever it is, and then you can go to the next level. And you know you're moving to the next level because you'll energetically feel it, but you'll stop having that reoccurrence in your life. Not only learn the lesson, apply it in your life, and then you won't make the same choices.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to apply it. I'm going to learn it and apply it beginning tomorrow. Because I'll get very just like, very dismissive. And I get very dismissive and shut it down. And I know there was a couple of times when we had meetings, I said, God must be new because I could not get on in the meeting visually or through audio. I had to type in my question or my response. And because I'm already aggy and I didn't feel like typing, I wouldn't even put a response in. And then after a while, I would just shut down and be like, nope, I have nothing else to say. And then they would ask, do you have anything to say? I would just say no, just to keep the peace. Because it was just too much. It was just too much.
But that's not working. But it's not working.
No, it's not working. It's not working. And
so you have to find a different way. You have to find a different way to be heard, get your point across, and find out if there's a way to negotiate, try a different step when this comes into play. So that way you don't feel like you're doing double the work when you knew what to do the first time.
Well,
maybe presenting something
like
right
in relationships as well too, but not anymore. Well, I'm not in a relationship, but any type of relationship, whether it's friendship or whatever, I don't do that anymore. I'm very boisterous now in how I feel if something hurt my feelings. Or if I don't see something, but there have been a couple of times when things are not right, I'll just remove myself from the whole situation so that, because sometimes my mouth precedes me, and I know that there's better ways to say things and better ways to communicate, but when I'm to a certain point, stuff just falls out my mouth, and you know, you can't retract what you already said and put out in the universe. And, yes, someone can forgive you for what you said, but how you said it will have an impact on them for who knows how long. So I'm trying to be very, very mindful of how I communicate, how it is I feel, even in situations. So that's through work, friendship, in a relationship, out of relationship, family, whatever. So that's something I'm working on for me to better myself. And I've come a long way. And I know I have
and
a longer
always,
way to go.
It's always a progress because, you know, I always think, you know, Kay, they say Reiki master. And I say, I don't get too hooked into titles and all of that. And if we tell ourselves we mastered something, the brain wants to stop learning in that area. And I don't think we should ever stop learning and growing because we should always be evolving. So, you know, it's like be careful and mindful what you tell yourself and what you say. So that's just my little thought on that.
I'm still working through it. I'm getting better and better. And you know, they have some times.
There's still times. People think that I'm so home. I promise you, I'm like Steve Harvey. I ain't that good of a Christian yet. Don't try me. I don't know which one of her might show up.
There you go.
I so understand. But I'm working on me. I'm a work in progress. But y'all know how we do it, y'all. I know it's getting good. But we have to play some music. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the psychic medium with Patricia. So y'all, oh, no. She said, I can call her Patricia.
Yeah.
But y'all do not go nowhere. We will be right back.
Right back. That you could hold me in your arms, try to forget it. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to send, that something to you. Baby, feel so alone. Baby, it's driving me. Baby, remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get. Now it's just a vision of. Why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you enough. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like before. I have real feelings. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I hate me, now he's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. I know you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still
me, oh, giving me some. Oh, this is what you wanna do when I'm right here next to you. I know some freaky things to do when I finally love.
Came all the way to LA for this one. A minute to win it, everlasting, infinite. They'll be over your flow in a New York minute. Fresh whites like a boiled egg, no yolk in it. If your hoe open the door, I'm poking it. Don't hate, she chose me, should've handled your business. From the beginning, I'm getting love, no tennis. Third coach representative, no sinning. Spin it like I spin it, cause there's nothing to replenish. And when I'm finally finished, going down in the Guinness, it's the realest nigga alive. Word to the sentence, praying I'll never end up serving a sentence. But these haters keep grilling, about to turn me to a dentist. The menace, mix it like a chemist, pitch it like the pennant, and I did it independent, leaving no remnant behind, cause I'm designed to grind, chameleon blend.
I got the type of shit to make them draw the prices up. Man, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Short days and long nights have been quite a rush. I got the type of shit to make them draw the prices up. Man, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes.
Wait, what? Fuck you mean I've been hurt, walking like I talk it since sir. Nigga, you're in no position to question my tenure. Why the hate? Cause I get paper like printers. We born sinners, not winners, so don't stress what's not in you. Just pray God forget you. I'm in the 210 with Timmy D having dinner. $1,000 a plate benefit, bruh, and fits up. Juvenile, I've been down with the trees, timber. Still I swear, forgotten more than you can never remember. Comparing us, you can never begin to. I tend to have much more important issues to tend to than you, my principles are simple. I'm convinced I'm invincible through pen to pencil. Nothing but Benjamins on my menu. No sentiment in my mental, just visions of individual venues inspire me while I'm scribbling what I've been through. Almost lost a leg, still running shit. Gym shoes, Jimmy Choo's, got my bitch strutting like a top model. Pop a bottle, smoke a chop and get my cock swallow. Business is up, if I spot it, I cop it, cause I keep my T's crossed and I dot it.
I got the type of shit to make them draw the prices up. Man, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Short days and long nights have been quite a rush. I got the type of shit to make them draw the prices up. Man, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I don't do it for the likes, I do it for the love. Ay, I swear this lifestyle fit me like a glove, cause I don't do it for the likes.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We said when we come back, we was going to go into a psychic medium. But behind the scenes, we were having a conversation, but I do want to bring this to light because this was something that we actually talked about in the group, talking about a soulmate. Patricia had mentioned something about having several soulmates. And for me, the way I feel and interpret of having a soulmate, I feel that you don't need several soulmates because your soulmate is supposed to be your end-all, be-all. They're supposed to be your everything. So if you have a person who is your everything and your yin to your yang, you his rib, then why do you need to have more than one? So now, Patricia, yeah, could you please explain that? Because we were cut off, we had to come back live.
This is my understanding. So, because I used to be so confused about it too, so this is how I understand it. The soulmate, they say our souls sign up for life experiences in this current incarnation when we, you know, reincarnate. Mm-hmm. And so you may not
find all of those experiences with one soul. Now, so you're going to encounter people who may seem like in a relationship, in a romantic relationship, that is your person. But if you think about just the definition of twin, that's somebody that mirrors you. How can that not be the perfect mate for you?
So I think when you find your twin flame, it's a
magical connection that just doesn't end.
Well, can I say this? Because I know who my twin flame is, and I hate him. There you go.
Not hate. Don't use the word hate.
Well,
strong
I dislike
emotion,
him very much. I dislike
him
strongly
very much. Dislike. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Ms. Kay?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay,
can
you
want to
finish your statement? Yes.
No, I just dislike him. That's it.
Oh,
I'm not
well,
saying nothing else.
Okay, well, I received a text message when you said you disliked your twin flame. Someone said, fuck them, girl. Just fuck them. In Martin Lawrence's voice. So,
fuck them as in figuratively or fuck them as in literally?
Well, I don't know, but if you can do both, hell, go for it.
I'm not doing both.
No, but
no.
So would a twin flame be more important than a soulmate? So then if that be the case, then a twin flame you only get one, and a soulmate it's okay to have
several. You may have several. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I understood it differently, because when someone had mentioned they have several soulmates, and to my understanding and how I understand it or understood it to be, you only need one. The message said, fuck it both. So do it both.
No.
But okay, now we're going to get into the psychic medium, y'all. We're going to get up in there a little bit more. What is psychic medium, Patricia?
I'm going to try and describe it in the ways that I see. A lot of people are familiar with hearing like clairvoyance, clairsentience. It's the different ways that we receive impressions or messages. And for me, I've experienced every one of them. I just act spirit like I'm good with, I don't need to smell certain things and I don't need to taste certain things. Just tell me what it is. And for me, it's like seeing a movie screen on the inside of my forehead where my third eye, our ajna chakra is. And I never had like a real aha moment when I realized I've had these gifts. I've just always been aware of them, and I don't do anything like really special down to earth. I'm just very transparent. I just happen to be able to really tap in and know. And a lot of people think that, oh, I'm running around and, you know, being all in their business. And I'm like, no, me and my mother are two of the least nosiest and gossipy people you know. Maybe that's why God gave us the gifts, because I really don't care. I mean, I care on a human level, but look, I got my own stuff to keep in check and work out. Like, I don't do that.
Right.
And it's unethical to just, like, be in somebody's
tap into
business.
Someone's energy.
Yeah, because then
okay,
you become responsible to help fix it, kind of. So.
Okay, so what's the difference between psychic and medium, because there's a clear distinctive difference, but when you merge them together, you get a greater definition. So now when you separate them apart, what's the difference between the two?
Okay, I'll explain. A psychic who's able to tap into past, present, possible, future events,
a psychic may not be necessarily a medium. A medium is somebody who can connect with loved ones who have crossed over, who have passed away, and receive messages that way. I don't allow them to enter my body. There's different types of mediumship. But a medium will always be psychic. So a psychic is not necessarily a medium, but a medium will always have psychic gifts. Now, whether they choose to really develop those strongly enough to work with them or just, you know, stay with their mediumship gifts, they still have them.
Well, how do you develop your skills?
Through practice. I've never been formally trained. I did take a 6-week course for advanced mediums online with Lisa Williams, a well-known psychic medium. And I mean, I was humbled and grateful. I found out that I was advanced, and I don't operate from a place of ego, but it just gave me more reassurance, you know, that, yeah, I'm doing it right, because I've been called to teach, you know, psychic medium classes and development, which I'm developing. But I don't know. I just, through learning how things happen and work in my life and my energy, it's important to journal so you can understand building your own symbolisms. And everybody gets those signs. It's just, sometimes you don't tap into it and pay attention.
Okay, so how would psychic medium, how do those blend? Or is there a way that they blend together? Because I remember when we first had a conversation, I was like, no, I'm scared. No, I don't want to. Not. X off, everything. So, you know, how does that all play a part?
Okay, so my spirit guides connect with your spirit guides, and they connect me through your chakra energy centers. And they tap me into the emotional aspect of that particular chakra. And so when we establish that there is some dis-ease of energy going on there, after the reading, I will usually send Reiki to that chakra to help heal the situation. So that's how I can incorporate the two. But generally, they're two separate sessions. And in a Reiki session, I may use my Salfagio tuning forks for each chakra, singing bowls, I mean, different things, whatever spirit leads me to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm quite sure this question may have come about plenty of times. I may be wrong, but I'm assuming when people see or know that you're a psychic or a psychic medium, do they, first thing they ask you, what's tomorrow's winning numbers for lottery, or what's tomorrow's minute numbers for Mega or Powerball? Do they come to you in reference to that? And if so, how do you respond for something like that?
My response is usually, really? Do you think it worked that way? Because why would I be working so hard? I'd be done hit the lottery I don't know how many times, okay? And I would give back, okay? But really, like, don't you think I would take advantage of that? It don't work like that, because it's about being of service to people, you know? So you're trying to do good for everybody. So that would be being selfish, operating from the ego. But no, should I be... Trust me, I play my little scratch-offs and have my wine sometimes, like, just have me a little chill night, like I'm playing bingo or something, but no.
Yeah, that's
I ain't
right.
Won no millions.
That's right.
Okay, well, you know, because I'm sure that that's one of the questions that you possibly, you know, would get. But in a case like that, what if, say, for instance, if you're doing a reading or doing some work with someone in a session, like would a number actually come about? Like
yes,
maybe an address?
But I want to say they will come about because of reference to a month or an anniversary of something, somebody passing, or birthdays, but it's generally not lottery numbers. It usually has some kind of significant meaning to the person. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, everyone, Ms. K have to go. But we're going to send her some love, light, and energy.
Yes.
And she stayed on longer than she was supposed to because she have another engagement. So, Patricia's just going to be me and you. We only got a couple more questions before we're going to begin.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's
been a pleasure, and I want us to connect. So, just get my number from LSO. Please get my number from LSO
so we
can connect.
Yes.
All right.
Well, Patricia, it says,
love you all.
Love you more.
Good night, everybody.
Love you.
A text came in. It says, why do they call it a reading if they listen to someone else talking to them?
The phrase kind of came about. Now, I may sound kind of like corny, but Edgar Cayce is known as the father of holistic medicine. He's the most documented psychic in America. His family still runs his association in Virginia. So he used to go into a semi-sleep trance, and his wife or the secretary would ask him questions, and he would read the person's body and energy. So that's how they kind of phrased it, a reading.
Okay. Okay. Now, the question, because I get messages through instant messages and also text messages, so, you know, I just read them out. So sometimes people don't want to talk. They just want to get it in. Do you answer questions before they're actually?
All the time, because I do go into a little grounding process before I do a reading, and I'll say to my spirit guides, I'm ready to be of service. And at that time, like, certain things can just start coming through, and I just write it down, and I'll do my little spiel when we connect, me and the client, and go through their chakras. And the first thing I do is give them that information and make that validation and connections with them, and it's usually on point, and so that's just how spirit has me work. I do use oracle cards and decks, but I don't necessarily need a tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was very interesting on our first break behind the scenes. Something just powerful happened. I'm not going to mention who it happened to or for or whatever the case may be. But what was said in everything that you said hit one point. Every single thing. From Young and May. But it was just like, oh, okay.
And that's the thing. And, like, I joke and I laugh, but I get, like, real emotional. And I don't know why, like, I'm, like, welling up with tears now. But, like, that's what it's all about, being of service to people. Right. I mean, the realistic side of it is if I'm going to do it as a profession and a career, of course, I have to be compensated for my energy. Energy is just currency, a current. But when you get people and they say, you've helped change my life, that's humbling. It's powerful.
Very much so. Very much so.
And I love my gifts.
And everyone knows I'm such a crybaby. I'm a strong exterior, hard exterior. But I am such a crybaby. You say so. You know, I'll get the simple of everything. But That message that came forth was such a phenomenal message for the intent of who it's supposed to be for.
Right. And see, that's kind of the way. But see, that's the way spirit works. Spirit works like that. They take that opportunity to see their loved one is in connection with somebody like me who's a vessel. So they take that opportunity to step through. And, I mean, that was our first meeting, so I couldn't have known any of that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So do you mesh? I think you answered this already, but we're going to ask the question just for clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mesh Reiki and psychic medium together? And if so, how?
Yeah. First, I talked about, you know, with the chakras and putting energy there, helping, you know, giving Reiki a little bit to the chakra that came up in the reading. And then also, importantly, using Reiki to protect my energy when I'm going into a reading. Because, I mean, you get a lot of situations. I have had a lot of situations. And sometimes people are in a, I want to say, needy place in their journey and want to attach, you know, to you, and you can't, you know, allow that. There has to be boundaries too. So learning how to protect your energy is very important. So I do use Reiki a lot.
Okay, I just received the message. Does she read strangers she meet on the street or happen by chance?
Okay, so let me tell you all this. I got nicknamed the other Long Island medium when I moved to the South because I'm from Long Island. So when her show came out, my coworkers was like, oh, we got our own Long Island medium here. I explained to them that you learn as you grow with your gifts, like you mature in the way you handle things and the way you deliver messages. I promise you, now, LSO, you know you just don't walk up to nobody on the streets and just blurt out stuff. It's not professional, and you never know where somebody is at that point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It could go really well or it can go really bad. I've had situations like that, and so I set up with my spirit guides that if somebody hasn't booked a session and come to me for a reading, then they need to make some kind of interaction happen between me and that person if they want me to deliver a message.
Right. Like, for instance, I think the person who texted that question, I'm going to assume, and I'm not making an ass out of you and me, but like, for instance, when we were behind the scenes having a conversation, we just had a conversation and you picked up on whatever it was and you just started speaking and everything you said was on point. So in a case like that,
the first thing I said
that's
was,
someone you just
can
met.
But what was the first thing I asked Ella? So I said,
yes, you did.
Can I
you did.
Share what I'm picking up?
You did.
She already knows what I do. So I said, you know, and so therefore, if she had said no, I would have respected that too.
Gotcha. Understood. So to answer your question that came in, no, she just don't read randomly. But if y'all engage in a conversation and she feels something, she will first ask your permission, and then with your permission, she will move forward in whatever it is she has to give you. Now, our last question for this evening is, are the benefits of each separately and each together? And that's Reiki, psychic, and psychic medium. What's the benefits of them individually?
Okay.
And then what's the benefit
I'll
of them
start.
All together?
So everything should complement each other, like complementary medicine, complementary alternative medicine. So Reiki, it heals on every level, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So, and it also helps align and keep your chakras in harmony. And so that's always beneficial because that's working with everything in our body. And psychic, I always tell people don't actually become too dependent. I don't let clients like book too close together. If you're having a psychic session and a medium session, fine, but you can't get dependent on that. You haven't given energy time to work. You haven't maybe did your work. So it's to give you some kind of insight, some kind of hopefully validation to what you've already been feeling and clarity on how to move forward. And the mediumship, it brings a lot of people peace to have that connection and communication with their loved ones because sometimes they need that closure. Now I have clients who keep, you know, they'll try like, oh, and I'm not trying to be funny, but this is just me. Like, mm-hmm. I can't just call up your loved one and we come hang out Friday night and you can chat to them. That's not how this works. Like, you can't get dependent on that. And people have to be responsible not to be taking people's money and booking these, you know, and giving false hope. Like,
right.
It's about the healing process, you know? So...
So,
and then people
do they ask
try to,
you
know,
do they ask you to
who,
bring up a certain person or do you feel that person
ready to communicate
with them?
I tell people this is the way I start a mediumship session because I need to know if someone wants more of a, just a mediumship so I can channel my energy that way, raise my vibration a little higher to connect with spirit. But I tell them, even if it was a step parent or brother or sister, or if you didn't even like Aunt Betty when she was alive, it doesn't matter over there, but they will come through with their earthly characteristics. And so you can recognize them. And so they do come through that way. I just forgot what I was saying,
Alice. Oh, okay, no worries. 5961, please text me if you want to come on because it just popped up at the top that you had a question. But I did have this question that came in. It says, when she found out she could do a reading, was she scared? And is she scared Is she scared what's talking to her could be demonic?
Okay, so that's a very good question because I get asked that a lot. That's why I'm so adamant about people trying to develop their gifts. You must understand energy and understand how to protect your energy. Now, on the other hand, I believe that if I'm called to do this and this is my purpose in life, and I have a divine higher source that is guiding it, truly guiding it, then I should be protected.
Gotcha.
And that's the way I feel. Like my God, my source is stronger than anything that could try to attach to me.
Gotcha. So one last question before we begin closing out. Is there any similarity between psychic and when someone speaks in tongues in church? Because, you know, I grew up in a church and someone would speak in tongues and it's a totally foreign language.
Right.
And then someone else would interpret what that person said. And I know one time, he's a bishop now, and he's deceased, but he was a pastor then. One time during you know, the praise and worship, someone began speaking in tongues. And then I don't know if that same person or if someone followed behind them to tell the word or what was said when the person
translated.
Right, yeah. The translator. The bishop, then, he said, no, that's not it. And he said sometimes the devil try to come in and do X, whatever else he said. So how can you differentiate psychic from actually a spiritual testimony and speaking in tongues?
I think it's like tomato, tomato, because you can say psychic, prophet, intuitive. There's many names to describe the same thing, as well as there's different ways people receive their gifts, you know, and messages. So that is just one of them. I used to be called to the Bible or the Quran. I mean, I have clients of every nationality, and I would be called to it and wouldn't know what I'm looking for and just flip it open, and bam, there's the answer to a question that I personally was having and was asking for guidance on it. And I didn't even know that was a thing. It's called bibliomancy. Like, who knew? But
wow.
There's so many different ways to receive. You can't say someone's way is right or wrong. It works for them. And if that's the way they're receiving messages, then, like I said, that's how they receive it.
Okay. I'm just going to read this message, and then we're going to begin closing out. I received a message that says two different things. Speaking in tongues is an utterance of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to bring this evening to a close, I'm going to say thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in tonight, because this was a phenomenal show. I'm going to say thank you to all the supporters. Y'all could have been anywhere else tonight, but y'all was here with Ms. Kay, Patricia, and LSO, and we had a wonderful conversation. This week's birthdays, we have Stacy, Derek, Makita, Aunt Rose, Sheila Dixon, Amir, T. Smith, Tanya Baker, Phyllis, Chuck Sanders. Wow, we had a lot of birthdays for this week. And also, happy birthday to Jay and I call her Yamma Yam, Jay and Yamlet. Also, condolences to the Black lives we lost, and condolences to all of us who may have lost a loved one during this time. And thank you to our essential workers, our frontliners, our military. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We so appreciate you, especially our military.
Yes.
I saw a post where this police officer pulled over this military dude for a random check. And he was just talking so down and dirty to him. And he called him something. And he was like, no, I'm a lieutenant. And they pepper sprayed him. And all he kept saying was, what did I do wrong? He had his hands up and everything. How you have a rank in the military, someone who makes sure that you're safe 24/7, and you still don't respect them. Know that we respect and we love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for giving of yourselves and giving of your talents, because without you, the free and freedom would not be for us. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell for the LSO M-A-S-K Squiggly D on YouTube. Listen, LSO has some new merchandise in. She have a couple of 2021 calendars left. So if you want it, you better reach out and get it now. And also, she added playing cards and whips to her collection. M-A-S-K Squiggly D is going to be presented by LSO. It's having another Zoom event on April 23rd. If you missed the last one, March 26th, you missed the treat. Started at 8, we didn't finish to 3:10 a.m. Thanking our sponsors in advance, of course, LSO, K Shepherd Enterprises, LLC, Love Wings, the T-shirt, Plug, Swag, SWAG, Simply Luxuries, JJNR. These are some of the people who will, you know, give gifts to the winners from the games that we play. Don't forget to tell us when it's your birthday or anniversary or some form of celebration so you can get an LSO shout-out on your special day just like you just heard. Patricia, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, I enjoyed myself. I'm just so honored to be a part of it. And if anybody is looking for my services, they can find me on my website, Psychic Medium Goddess Isis. That's GODSISIS.com. Or you can find me on the Psychic Medium Goddess Isis on Instagram, and my link tree is there with all my other social media.
Okay, well, y'all got it. Well, you know, as a token, she will bless one or two or however many. We'll have that discussion with her service. So, but if you want something extended past what she's going to willing to offer, listen, support, support, support. So just pay your fare and ride. But anyway, remember, we will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. And if you like this show this evening and you want to hear some more, just let me know. I'm sure Patricia will be willing to come back on. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you want, feel free to give your feedback in the group. You never know. They may respond to you. LSO have merchandise, plenty of merchandise for you to choose from in her website. So let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com. That's T-R-E-A-T-S, the letter N, T-H-I-N-G-S, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. My books are also on Amazon, Lulu, and Barnes & Noble. But if you want an autographed copy, you have to come directly to me. And if you really want to support an author, especially an indie or independent author, please go directly to them because they get 100% of their profits. Order Soldier of Love merchandise at soldierofloveclothing, and you can follow him on Instagram at soldierofloveclothing. You can also order Ms. K's book called Authentically Rich at kshep-sff.com. That's kayshep-sff.com. In closure, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue to have a phenomenal Monday night ride. We hope that you continue on this journey with us, and we have enlightened you and strengthened you in every conversation in full transparency. We hope tonight you've enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic Reiki and psychic medium, the force of energy. Continue loving on yourself, self-everything, self-love, self-care, just selfish for our self-being. Step into your greatness. It is waiting for you to make the first move. Align yourself with your goals. Get your balance and plant your seeds for your success. Begin looking within yourself to manifest what's for you through God's grace and mercy. Now is the time. Set yourself up for greatness. Everything that we've gone through thus far, know that we are still here and we have much more to do. Have your now. Enjoy your now. Bask in your now. Thrive with your purpose. Strive until you thrive. Create goals that are attainable within your time and not anyone else's but yours. And be realistic, which leaves no room for failure. Begin now creating habits which transition into then you will begin to reap the great rewards for your lifetime. Go at your pace. That only requires small steps in the right direction. Look in the mirror every day and embrace your highs and lows and tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself a powerful statement for the day and walk in that statement. Learn to love yourself with everything you have, even with your visible flaws and battle wounds. Those are the scars that make you who you are today. But just know there's more to you to come. Cherish those gems added to your crown. We are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. That should make you smile every day just knowing that. As Soldier of Love would say, live in the moment, and his hashtag is choose love always. Your approval is all that is needed. Stop looking for others to confirm or deny your next move. Step out on faith. Dive head first if necessary. Pun intended. Live life to your best without hesitation or regret. You deserve it. Make your journey of life a magnificent one. This is your journey to travel, and sometimes you have to travel alone. And in traveling alone, know that God is always with you. He is by your side. Stop looking to others to narrate your story. You are enough. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO, Soldier Love, Miss K, and tonight, Patricia, would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with us. Again, y'all could have been anywhere else this evening, but where were you? You were right here tuning in online, tuning in via calling in, listening, texting your messages, in the inbox in your messages. We greatly appreciate that, because without you, there's no us. We would just be talking to ourselves and la, 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 la. We invite you to continue on our radio journey and enjoying the ride and warmth. If you can be a blessing to someone, do so, because you never know when your blessing is going to come, and you never know in what form your blessing will come. Enjoy every day. Be safe. If God's will, we will talk to you next week. Just because the world is on lockdown does not mean God has locked us out. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Patricia, what is your hashtag?
My hashtag is hashtag fabulous. Be fabulous.
Ooh. Every day. Okay, well, each and every one of you can be hashtag be fabulous. Yours in sweetness, LSO, Miss K and Patricia. Y'all have a good night. We love you.
Love you.